First Meditation, Godliness, the Substance of Riches. As we meditate and explore and contemplate the following metaphor, we take the time to also write down insights that come during the meditation. We shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaves do not wither. And whatever we do shall prosper. This is a description, really, of our spiritual reality. And thinking of this reality of being like a tree planted by waters, we can also imagine that as this tree has no leaves that wither, this eternal reality of who we are. This also applies to our inheritance, our divine inheritance, that we are constantly being supplied through this consciousness, this spiritual consciousness of that which we call God. But there are some of us who didn't come into this existence with a silver spoon in our mouth, so to speak. And it can seem to us that all of our goodness has been fruitless, and that fate is against us, and that there is no use in even trying. And if we started out our life this way, feeling bankrupt, then the more we must have resolution and determination and a courage that knows no defeat. The law of Christ consciousness removes past burdens and debts, making in us a debt-free consciousness, and that we will have all burdens cleared from our shoulders. No matter what bad luck may seem to have been ours from birth, this day we come under the law of our Christ self and believe in that which we call God as a promise that our good shall be tangible and will take form here and now. We exercise a patience that is one with absolute trust and never, even in the secrecy of your own chamber, your own mind, never acknowledge any slowness of manifestation or any failure as real or lasting. For the treasures that you have laid up in heaven, in the heavenly state of consciousness, these are within, and they are destined to take form as the treasures of the earth. You do not need to wait for another incarnation, but your good of today can be expressed here and now as overflowing, as plenty. First treatment. Listen to me, O offspring of pure goodness. You know how to bring forth into this world all the goodness there is in you. The Spirit instructs you in what ways you are to express love, and it takes universal form, overflowing to all. Your magnetic quality is irresistible. Humanity loves to bask in the sunshine of your presence. Your value is high. There is a market for it everywhere. Your goodness overflows in generous service to all. And your goodness draws forth goodness. Your talent is uncovered and appreciated in terms of financial rewards. Your ingenuity and power of invention come to the forefront, and you are invaluable to humanity. Your goodness makes others feel good, and your generosity makes others generous. You're a seed in the soil of richness, drawing whatever prospers you to yourself. You flourish like the lilies of the field, without fear, without anxiety, or hard work. You are a law unto yourself. You are independent of man-made laws, of personalities, of corporations, and of systems. These serve you, and they bless you, but they cannot enslave you. You look to the one only as the source of your prosperity. You're not vain. No mortal pride can trip you up, and no mistake of the past can keep you down. No foolish pride can keep you from your own. You have self-respect, not pride, and you hold your head up and keep your back straight and your step firm. Nothing can discourage you. The wrongdoings of others cannot make you bitter. The success of others cannot make you envious. You radiate the goodness of that which we call God. You are an ever-flowing fountain of resourcefulness. You are in connection with the fountainhead on high, the true source. You are the power of that which we call God, ready to translate divine invisible substance into tangible, visible forms. Your faith is unlimited because it is based on reason and knowledge. You can do all things by the God power in you. Divine wisdom guides you, and you are kept from folly. You do not waste yourself, your time, your substance, or your life. Good judgment attends you ever. Divine intelligence keeps you from foolish ways and foolish things. Inspiration lifts you out of all entanglements and sets your feet firm in the way of wisdom. Your gentle goodness cannot be preyed upon. No wolf of commercial greed can seize you. The folly of others cannot deceive you. Deceitful words and deeds cannot move you. You cannot be ensnared by greed or ignorance. No one's craftiness can fool you. You are true to yourself, and your trueness defends you. Absolute goodness, Godness, fills your whole life. Goodness fills and covers all that is yours. And all that you put your hand to prospers and flourishes. All that you touch turns to riches. Surely, goodness and mercy, compassion, shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the consciousness of Christ forever. It is established.